The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jim Cronin from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next hour, I shall be reading to you from the Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. All right, let's start off with this article that really is relevant to our folks, the people I'm reading to today. Vision Quest. A rare genetic condition is robbing these kids of their eyesight. So their family traveled around the world to give them a chance to see it all. And there's a picture of four little boys. Three little boys and a girl. Mia, Colin, Leo, and Laurent Pelletier in Damarland, Namibia. And they're sitting on top of what looks a very rugged hill, looking out over a vast plain. I'm sure there are animals and things down there in Africa. His mouth is open to both wonder and horror. Laurent Pelletier stares at the carnivorous armored bush cricket that has landed in front of him on the picnic table. He is camping with his family near Fish River Canyon in Namibia, in southwest Africa. The insect, yellow and light green, has a collar of spikes and six spindly legs planted in a boxer stance. It's as big as the five-year-old's hand. "Can we eat it?" he asks his mom, Edith LeMay. "I don't think so," she says, laughing. "Then can I take it as a traveling companion?" "No, but you'll meet many more." And Laurent did. Over and over again during the first few months of a year-long trip through Africa, Asia, and the Middle East with his mother, his father, Sebastian Pelletier, and his three older siblings, Mia, 12, Leo, 10, and Colin, 7. Bush crickets, ground crickets, baby crickets, crickets whose chirping lulled them to sleep at night. The creatures became talismans, lucky charms in the family's journey around the world. Far from their home in Boucherville, Quebec, looking to imprint as many once-in-a-lifetime memories as they could rack up, they rode horses across the bright green steppes of Mongolia, kayaked on the azure seats off Cambodia, camped under the soaring brick and peaks of Namibia, and flew in a hot air balloon over the brown, lunar-like landscape in Turkey. The memories really matter, because unless science makes a breakthrough, soon, three of the four siblings, Mia, Colin, and Laurent, will become blind, likely in adulthood. The children have been diagnosed with a disease that has no effective treatment and no specific timeline as it gradually robs them of their sight. The diagnosis came after a four-year search for the reason Mia couldn't see at night. As a toddler, she banged into walls and furniture that her mom and dad could make out once their eyes adjusted to the dark. In 2013, when Mia was three, the family began a frustrating series of visits to doctors, none of whom had an answer for her lack of night vision. In 2015, as a last resort, a pediatric ophthalmologist enrolled the family in a research project in which their entire genome was mapped out. After two interminable years, the mapping was completed. At the ophthalmologist's office, a specialist gave it to them straight. Mia had retinitis pigmentosa, a mutation called PDE6B. She had inherited the gene from both parents, though neither had the condition nor knew they were carriers. RP, as it is known, is a catch-all term for a group of about 50 inherited genetic mutations that affect the retina, tissue at the back of the eye that interprets images in black and white and technicolor. The cells at its edges, called rods, crucial for peripheral and night vision, die first. As the disease progresses over years, the cells in the middle, called cones, used for seeing in color and for everyday activities like reading, writing, and driving, die off too. Right now, the doctor continued, there is no cure. A mesh of the emotion, Edith stood up, excused herself, and walked to the nearest bathroom, where she locked herself in a stall. Unwilling to lose it in front of Mia, who wouldn't understand, she sat there alone and cried. While it was tempting to seek a second opinion, Edith and Sebastian knew that the genetic mapping did not lie. The results were definitive, irreversible, and life-changing. Later tests would show that Colin and Lord had PDEB6-2. Only Leo dodged the mutation. Everything we had hoped for our children, for their future, for what they become has to change, Edith said to her husband one evening. How will they cope? And there's a picture of the family, the mother and the father, and then Mia, who's wearing glasses, looks like she's probably about 10 at this time, and the three little boys, looks like one's probably about 8, the other 7, and the other probably 5. Later tests, everything we hope for our children has to change. They vacillated over explaining to 7-year-old Mia what her condition meant. Should they let her be a kid, innocent and unaware, for as long as possible? A few weeks later, it just came out. part of a conversation about disabilities in general while having lunch at their kitchen table. "You know the problem with your eyes," Edith asked Mia. "You're probably going to be blind when you're an adult." The revelation was more abrupt than Edith had hoped, but at least it was done. Edith held her breath as she waited for Mia to respond. "Oh, that's not fun," the girl said before changing the subject. Later that week, Mia announced that she would need to start keeping her bedroom especially neat with everything in its place. "In the future, I'll need to know where things are," she said. Edith and Sebastian watched as Mia continued, unprompted, to feel her way around the house with her eyes closed to see what it was like to navigate without sight up the stairs and down through the kitchen, living room, and basement, memorizing shapes with her fingertips. "She's finding solutions on her own," they told each other. "We need to follow her lead. And there's some more pictures here. One of them is the whole family on camels. Double-humped camels in the desert somewhere, in the Gobi Desert in Mongolia. Then there's another with a beautiful pond that looks like it's probably in Thailand. And then there's Mia, who's a very pretty girl, at Spice Farm in Zanzibar." So the idea of a year-long trip was born, one that would show the kids the world in person and at close range, from windswept vistas to waterfalls and warthogs, a trip that would show life in all its grandeur and gritty detail, while the kids could still see it. When Edith and Sebastian first broached the idea in the spring of 2020, the kids didn't understand. A whole year away from home, from school, their grandparents and friends? "It was too hard to imagine," says Leo. "We'd gone away for a week or two at a time, but a year? I didn't think it was real." For the next 2 years, Edith and Sebastian worked, she in health logistics and he for a financial startup, and saved money. They researched places to visit and asked their children what they wanted to do on their big trip. Mia wanted to ride a horse. Colin wanted to sleep overnight on a train. Lauren thought it would be fun to drink juice while riding a camel. Neil wanted to tour Pokemon attractions in Japan. In early 2022, they were ready. Edith and Sebastian quit their jobs, rented out their home for a year, and packed everything they thought they might need for a year on the go. Because the kids were more than 9 months of school, the plan was that they would study French and math a few times a week. The rest of the time, they'd be learning from the world around them, the best teacher of all. Traveling with four children wouldn't be cheap, but they saved money by camping and staying in hostels, guest houses, and even a Mongolia yurt made from goat skins. On Monday, March 21st, they flew from Montreal to Windhoek, Namibia, with no set itinerary save for a meandering initial trip from the southwest coast of Africa to the east, through Namibia, Botswana, and Tanzania. Once there, they would make plans on the fly. "How we adults see the world and how kids see the world is so different, we had to respect that," says Edith. That was clear from the start. It would have to be less about temples and museums and more about whatever caught their eye. Over the months, that world constantly revealed itself, sometimes in a cacophony, sometimes in a whisper. There was shouting of the hawkers selling bananas at each stop of the 24-hour ride through Tanzania, and the near-cathedral silence of Namibia's 900-year-old dead vlie, or dead marsh. Once a marsh, it's now bone dry, with sand dunes rising 1,300 feet and trees that resemble black skeletons against a cloudless sky. The kids play patty cake with uniformed schoolchildren in Botswana and dance with Maasai tribesmen in Tanzania, where the family stayed on a banana farm. In Borneo, they went parasailing over the South China Sea. In Thailand, Mia touched an elephant at a sanctuary, calling out in surprise at how rough it felt. In northern Cambodia, Colin, who has always been more withdrawn than his siblings, mugged like a miniature pirate while brandishing the wooden sword a guide had carved for him on the spot from a piece of mahogany he had found while hiking. And there's a picture of Laurent walking a baby elephant in Chiang Mai, Thailand. Each day, Edith and Sebastian watched their kids change, physically and emotionally. Mia grew taller on the cusp of adolescence, needing more independence. Leo and Colin became more confident and outgoing, unafraid to engage with strangers, kick around a soccer ball with locals and try new food, even red ants and Leos, gather from under a tree. The verdict? They taste like lemons. The family grew more tight-knit and protective of each other, which helped when they faced situations that were difficult to explain. One example, when they drove past villages in Cambodia that were the sites of massacres and famously known as the Killing Fields during the genocide perpetrated by Khmer Rouge in the 1970s. Their guide told of how he was abandoned as an infant in the nearby forest, likely hidden by his parents to protect him. In response, Edith and Sebastian held their children close to make them feel safe. Other times, the goal was fun, an adventure, plain and simple, as when the family went up in a hot air balloon on July 1st to celebrate Lauren's 5th birthday, or the visit in January to Tad Fain and Waterfall in Laos, when the family buckled into a zipline and whipped across the gorge nearly 1,000 feet below. Rarely did they talk about why they were abroad in the first place, with one exception. While traveling along a dusty Mongolian highway last summer, Lauren asked, "What does it mean to be blind? How will I cross the street? Will my wife be blind? Will I be able to drive a car?" "It's like when you have your eyes closed," Edith said. "It won't open overnight, but slowly over years." Being blind, she told him, didn't mean the end of the world. Rather, the world would be different. Nothing would prevent them from doing most things, including skiing, swimming, or even becoming scientists who worked on cures for RP. Lauren nodded, then went back to making up games to pass the time. By the time the trip began to wind down in early 2023, the family had traveled 52,000 miles and visited 18 countries. The kids were very aware that they had learned about the world and themselves, too, each expressing their experience in their own way. "There's a lot of suffering, a lot of poverty, but lots of good and interesting things, too," said Colin. "Kids are kids everywhere, just like us, but maybe with their own customs and traditions." Leo's take was a bit less philosophical. "I am not fond of durian," he says, wrinkling his nose at the thought of the spiky fruit he tasted in Indonesia that smells like rotten eggs, old onions, and raw sewage combined. Mia said simply, "This has been a magic year we'll remember for the rest of our lives." Retinitis pigmentosa, which affects between 1 in 3,000 and 1 in 4,000 people globally, was once considered untreatable. But over the past 20 years, science has seen considerable breakthroughs. There has not yet a cure for PDE6B, the mutation the Pelletier kids have. But thanks to genetic research, a surgical injection behind the retina can now reverse the effects of another mutation, RPE65. This, says Robert Kienepope, a pediatric ophthalmologist in Montreal, has given science a clear roadmap for developing treatments for the other forms of RP. Until then, science has managed to temporarily slow the progress of RP in many cases by injecting antioxidants such as vitamin A and omega-3 fatty acids at regular intervals. And in 2022, two different studies reported that acupuncture can improve vision, maybe through increasing blood flow to the retina. Dr. Konakoop says that many of his patients who get acupuncture report that they can see better, even at night. "This lasts for a few months, and then they do acupuncture again," he says. "This is the most exciting time we've had in terms of advances for treatment in RP. The chances of kids like these three getting help are good." Edith and Sebastian know there is a hope, but they downplay the possibility because they want their kids to lead full lives, whether they're blind or not. "The trip has reinforced what Mia showed them all those years ago when she wandered the house with her eyes closed. They will find their way, and they will be happy. Today my vision is good, and I'm going to make the most of it," says Mia. On a lighter note now, that was a moving story. I'm really glad we had that. I'm glad Reader's Digest put that in there. That was fantastic. How to find the best deals at dollar stores and what to avoid. Nearly 90% of Americans have visited a dollar store at some point, according to Consumer Reports. And it's no wonder. They're practically everywhere. And with inflation affecting many households, they're a budget-friendly way to cope with increasing grocery prices and tight budgets. They're not without their downsides, however. Dollar stores have been criticized for low wages, staffing issues, a lack of fresh food in most stores, and contribute to food deserts. But brands, including Dollar Tree, Family Dollar, and Dollar General, continue to open new stores across the country. Dollar Tree and Family Dollar, owned by the same corporation, operate more than 16,000 stores. Dollar General has more than 19,000. Dollar stores are growing in popularity because consumers are feeling the pinch of inflation, and even buying generics or only shopping sales isn't enough. They are looking for alternatives, says Julie Rambo, consumer analyst at Deal News. Shopping at a dollar store may mean sacrificing choices in brand names, but the appeal lies in their affordability and convenience rather than the special offers or varied merchandise, says Jeff Galick, an associate professor of marketing at Carnegie Mellon's University Tepper School of Business. Getting a good deal isn't a given, though. Pam Waxhill, an Instagram influencer specializing in dollar stores, estimates that you can actually find better prices at grocery stores on about 30% of the merchandise at dollar stores. And despite having the word dollar in their name, these stores sell few products for $1. Dollar Tree, for instance, has raised its base price to $1.25, with specially marked Dollar Tree Plus items, typically higher quality products or larger sizes, for $3 or $5. Family Dollar, prices range from $1 to $10, with most inventory priced between $3 and $5. Dollar General is even pricier than its counterparts, with only a handful of items at $1, and most prices from $3 to $10. But it carries more brand name brands and a greater selection. These stores can sell products at a lower price because the items are custom made in smaller sizes. But that doesn't always translate to savings. The key to finding a good deal is to pay attention to the per unit cost, the price per ounce or item in a package. You don't want to spend $1.25 on a 3-ounce tube of toothpaste, for example, when you could buy a 6-ounce tube for $1.50 at your grocery store. Comparing products and unit pricing takes a ton of time and effort, but it pays to do the math, Galick says. A basic calculator or smartphone app can help. Dollar stores also carry more name brand products than in the past, sometimes because stores receive overstock or closeout items, although Dollar General said in an email that it doesn't sell overstock. And there are occasional hidden gems. At my local Dollar Tree, for example, I paid $1.25 for a 16-ounce container of Quiet and Roar body wash. A 20.2-ounce container typically resells for $7 at Target. Maxwell says she has found family-sized boxes of Lucky Charms cereal for a fraction of what she normally pays. And we both spotted brands such as Goldie, Tide, Dove, Vaseline, Soft Soap, Colgate, Clorox, and others at various dollar retailers. But brands and deals can vary widely by location and day. Inventory distribution is based on location, demographics, and even which retailers are nearby. One store may stock more groceries, while another offers more beauty supplies. Wealthier neighborhoods may receive more name brand items, and delivering and stocking dates are inconsistent. To take advantage of the best deals, Maxwell is suggesting asking store clerks when they replenish the shelves. What to buy and what to avoid. When it comes to specific products, party supplies and such as paper plates, cups, napkins, silverware, tablecloths, tongs, bowls, streamers, gift bags are among the best buys. Dollar Tree also sells greeting cards at $2 for $1, making them a great deal. I've done that before. Maxwell says makeup can be a good find when you spot a brand name such as ELF, CoverGirl, Maybelline, and Howard Candy. Pantry staples including box pasta salad, mac and cheese, and peanut butter are usually on par with or cheaper than what you'd find at a big box retailer. Culinary supplies and kitchen tools are another reliable buy, says Brian Theus, author of The Infinite Feast, How to Host the Ones You Love. These include aluminum baking pans, colanders, whisks, spatulas, measuring cups, wooden spoons, and food storage containers. Spices are another good investment, he says. Why pay $12 for a jar of smoked paprika when you can get it for $1.25 at a dollar store? It may not have the same punch or flavor profile, but it gets the job done. Same goes for salt, pepper, garlic powder, onion powder, and chili powder. Just be sure to check the expiration dates. It's best to avoid trash bags, medication, no-name batteries, and anything with an electrical plug, because they may be of inferior quality or sold in smaller quantities. Angie Sims, who blogs about crafting on a budget, at Purple Craft Diva, buys most of her supplies at Dollar Store. The woodcraft pieces at Dollar Tree are a definite win, she says. They are good quality and almost the same product you find at Joann or Hobby Lobby for double the price. She also likes to stock up on foam pool noodles, which can be used for tufted headboards, floor arrangements, and more, as well as craft tools, which sell for $10 to $15 each at a specialty store. She avoids purchasing paint and glue at dollar stores, though, because she says they may have been watered down. Use coupons to increase savings. Most dollar stores accept manufacturer's coupons, yielding even greater savings. Dollar General also has digital coupons on its website and app. Maxwell says that the chain frequently offers coupons for $5 off a $25 purchase, which can be used in conjunction with the manufacturer's coupons. If you can't find what you need at your nearest Dollar Tree, most things, including their plus items, are available on their website. While some products must be purchased by the case when ordered online, there are hundreds of things available in smaller quantities. What I like about ordering online is many of the items are available to be shipped free to your local store, Maxwell says. and stock up as much as you can. Because dollar store fans often share their finds on social media, many of the best deals are fleeting. If you see something, grab it because it may not be there when you come back, Maxwell says. But resist impulse buys, even if the product is on sale. A sale on an item you need is wonderful, Gallick says. A sale on an item you don't need is really useless. 12 ways to save on gas, groceries, utilities, and more. Even if the inflation outlook is trending a bit brighter in recent weeks, you may still be feeling a pinch on your wallet. Maybe you've taken some basic steps, using coupons at the supermarket or dining out less often to stretch your dollar. But if you want to do more, here are 12 ideas for combating inflation. Get free mulch. Accepting free loads of wood chips from local tree trimmers is an easy way to save money on gardening, says Kate Russell of the Daily Garden. Mulch protects the soil, feeds plants, and looks nice, but it can cost about $15 to $65 per cubic yard. Instead of shelling out the money, take advantage of the fact that many tree trimmers will drop off a free load to avoid the fees that most municipalities charge them to dispose of removed trees and branches at local landfills or recycling centers. All you have to do is leave your name and number and a local tree trimmer and make sure your driveway is available when they have a load, Russell says. Join a Buy Nothing group. The Buy Nothing project created so that people could give items to others in their community, and everything is free. Before buying something now, see if someone in your area may be giving it away. Janet Poplin of Simplicity Habit. Find your nearest group at the Buy Nothing Project app or by searching, that's BUYNOTHINGPROJECT app or by serving Facebook groups. Schedule a no-spend day. Don't use cash. Use your credit card. Don't put your hands in your pocket for anything at all for a full day, Angel Gonzalez, president of BusinessLoans.com. Once you get used to not spending money for a day, try doing it twice a month. Once a week, for even for an entire week. If you're prone to impulse purchasing, this is a great way to hit the financial reset button, Gonzalez says. It gives you more control over where your money is going and makes you more conscious of what you buy when your no-spend day is over. Shop for frozen foods. Frozen seafood is usually less expensive than fresh, and there's no rush to cook it, says Jenna Helwig, food director at Real Simple magazine. Frozen berries last a lot longer than fresh, but they're just as nutritious and perfect for smoothies. You could add $2 on 10 ounces of frozen. You can save $2 on 10 ounces of frozen raspberries compared to fresh ones, she says, and you'd have to buy several bunches of fresh spinach to equal as much in a box of frozen. Cut salon cost. Find out whether your salon offers discounted prices for haircuts, color, or other services when training new stylists. Some designate a day, time of the week, or month, or post dates on social media. If you live close to a beauty academy or a cosmetology school, you may be able to score services at a highly discounted rate, says Susan John, a seasoned wealth manager at Plan Corp. For example, Boca Beauty Academy in Florida offers a haircut and color starting at just about $30. Well, but going the rate of $150 or more at other salons in the area. Buy discounted gift cards. It's rare to find a discount on gift cards, but when you do, it's an opportunity to stretch your budget, says Brian K. Chavez, national deals dealer at Living on the Cheap. Only purchase the cards for retailers you already frequent, though. Buying every discounted card you find will negate any savings. Although Chavez finds most of his discounted cards online, on sites such as PayPal and Newegg, he has taken advantage of grocery store promotions and direct offers from retailers and restaurants. You may also find gift cards at stores such as Costco or Sam Clubs or BJ's, where discounts vary from 5 to 25%. Part of my strategy is to set aside money every month for use in December when gift card discounts are the most abundant, Chavez says. Every year it gives me around $600 for gift card shopping spree. To me, it's just like I'm preparing for goods and services for the following year at my favorite places to eat and shop, but at a discount. With this plan, I'm able to make a profit of about $150 every year. Use it or lose it. It can be hard to keep track of recurring payments, especially if you use autopay. Make a list of your subscriptions, such as streaming services, gym membership, and meal kits, says Aaron Ellis, a financial counselor at Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Go through each one listed, and if you haven't used it in a month, cancel it, she says. Removing these unneeded expenses can build into big savings. Shop secondhand. Check thrift stores, yard sales, and online marketplaces for deals on used furniture, clothing, toys, gifts, and home decor. Jane Topolovic, Veranik of Sustain My Craft Habit, a do-it-yourself and decor blogger, found two nearly full cans of designer brand paint on Facebook Marketplace for just $20, which he used on an accent wall in her bedroom. And rather than buying faux leather at more than $20 per yard for a craft project, she snagged a men's leather jacket at a thrift store for $4. Once deconstructed, it provided more than 1.5 yards of genuine leather. Look for items that are new and are in new or good condition, and set a budget in advance so you don't overspend, she says. Grow your own herbs. Why pay $5 for 3 sprigs of rosemary when you can have a fresh herbs all day long, all year long, says professional gardener Jen McDonald, founder of Garden Girls, a design firm in Houston. Parsley, sage, chives, thyme, rosemary, and oregano are easy to grow year-round in a sunlit window, and they yield a bountiful harvest. A pot, soil, and starter plants will run about $20. Reduce energy use. Utility bills are another place you can cut costs by making simple changes at home. A microwave uses as much as 80% less energy than the oven, for example, or a toaster oven typically costs 33 to 50% less energy than a conventional one. According to the Energy Department, washing dishes by hand costs about $40 more each year than running a fully loaded dishwasher. By replacing your home's 5 most frequently used light fixtures or bulbs with Energy Star certified products, you can save up to $75 each year. And if you plug in your electric devices into a power strip, then turn it off when not in use, you can off another $100 annually. Dive into drugstore skincare. If you shop at beauty stores such as Sephora or Ultra, give the beauty sections at other stores, Walgreens, CVS, Walmart, Target, a shot. Heather Muir, beauty director at Real Simple, says that although the packaging might not look as luxe, brands such as Olay, owned by P&G, have huge budgets for research and development. So their ingredients and technology are good as or better than the expensive brands. For example, instead of a pricey moisturizer, try Olay or CeraVe. In addition to saving money, you might be pleasantly surprised that some work even better at a way cheaper price. Slow down. Tire friction and air resistance mean that speeding increases fuel consumption. Although automobiles achieve ideal fuel economy at various speeds, gas mileage often declines dramatically at speeds more than 50 miles per hour, says Will Gogolak, an assistant teaching professor in finance at Carnegie Mellon. It's well cited that every 5 miles per hour beyond 50 miles per hour is equivalent to paying 7 to 10% more per gallon of gas, or about 27 cents based on national average gas prices of about $4 per gallon. And before we go to Consumer Reports full time, let's do a little humor here. The show must, in parentheses not, go on. Earlier this year in the UK, production of the movie-turned-musical The Bodyguard had to be stopped mid-performance. The reason? Disrupted theatergoers wouldn't stop singing along with the Whitney Houston hit, I Will Always Love You. Now to switch over to Consumer Reports, which is kind of ridiculous considering we just read stuff that sounded like Consumer Reports, but it was really Reader's Digest. What we're testing in our labs. In our 63 labs, we continue to review great products. Here are timely picks for this month. Stainless steel fry pans. We tested 11 models. We test for how evenly the pan heats up, how easy it is to clean after use, the handle's temperature while the pan is on the stove, handle sturdiness, and more. Median score was 79, the range was 72 to 89. Sturdy and superb quality Oxymero tri-ply stainless pan for $80, scored at 89. Set of two pans, 8x10 inch, 8 and 10 inch, Cuisinart N9122 smartest set, Smart Nest at $60, scored an 80, and Oven Save at High Temps, made in cookware stainless steel at $90, scored a 79. Now salad dressings. 20 products, how good or flavored texture are. Also evaluate nutrition, including the amount of calories, sodium, fats, and sugars per serving. Median score was 63, range was 39 to 74. Diet-friendly vinaigrette, Annie's Organic Light Raspberry Vinaigrette at $6, scored a 74. Tasty Ranch, Tessame's Organic Avocado Ranch Dressing and Dip at $6 as well, scored a 70. And Ranch with Fewer Calories, Hidden Valley Avocado Ranch Topping and Dressing at $4, scored a 63. Are bottled vinaigrettes healthier than ranch dressing? No. That's pretty blunt. While putting vinaigrette on your salad can be a lower calorie choice than the creamier ranch dressing, some vinaigrettes can be high in added sugars. There were 7 grams per serving, 2 tablespoons, and 1 raspberry vinaigrette we tasted. That's a lot, given that women should have no more than 25 grams of added sugars a day. and men no more than 36 grams. Of the 8 raspberry vinaigrettes we tried, only Annie's above earned a CR's recommendation. It was among those with the fewest grams of added sugars, only 4. None of the ranch dressings we tested had more than a gram of sugar. Many were low in saturated fats, but several were higher in calories and sodium, so it's best to stick to a single serving. How about 4K media streaming devices? We tested 18 models. Tested for ease of use, including navigating through menus, its compatibility with video services, and data security, and more. Median score was 68, range was 49 to 82. Loaded with features, it doubles as a smart speaker, Amazon Fire TV Cube, third generation, $140, scored a 75. Easy to use, Roku Streaming Stick, 4K at $70, scored a 73. Petite and a nice price, Google Chromecast with Google TV, $50, scored a 67. Exterior paints, 20 paints. We test for how well the paint holds up set for accelerated weathering. Median was 57, score was ranging from 29 to 75. The Bare Marquee exterior from Home Depot, $61 a gallon, scored a 75. Still looks good after 6 years. Clark & Kinston Exterior Ace scored a 75 as well. It's only $47. And scoring a 72 was Valspar Duramax Exterior at Lowe's at $39. Smartphones. We tested 58 models for battery life, speed of charging, quality of screen display, rear and front facing cameras, durability of construction, ease of use, and more. The median score was 75. The range was 38 to 68. Scoring an 86 was the Apple iPhone 14 Pro Max at $1,100. Wow. Top scoring Android was the Samsung Galaxy S23 Ultra, also scored a high score of 85. It's $1,080, so $20 difference. Smart pick for half the price, the OnePlus 10 Pro 5G at $550, scored a 78. String trimmers for $260 or less. We tested 44 models. How quickly and neatly they trim and edge the grass, walkways, the ability to cut through weeds, and more. Median score was 78, range was 41 to 91. Best battery trimmer was the Ego ST150 at $200, scored a 91. Great gas powered is the Echo SM225i at $260, scored at 85. And lightweight battery trimmer was the Still FSA57 at $200, it scored an 84. What's the best way to get rid of fruit flies? Oh, that's always a problem. If you have a fruit fly infestation, chances are that a banana is to blame. Fruit fly eggs are commonly introduced into comb by way of banana, says Judy Gangelhoff, a senior extension associate at Cornell University's State Integrated Pest Management Program. Simplest way to stop them from hatching in the first place? Wash bananas when you first bring them home. Never knew that. But if these tiny pests are already in your kitchen, the best way to get rid of them is to remove their food sources. A fruit fly's life cycle is 40 to 50 days, but it'll last only about a week without food. Fruit flies are drawn to the yeast found in fruit sugars when fruit begins to ferment, Gangelhoff-Kaufman says. So dispose of rotten fruit immediately, and don't let ripened fruit linger on your countertops. Instead, refrigerate apples and pears, and even tomatoes once they're about to turn. Freeze ripe bananas for use later in smoothies or baked goods. Your recycling bin, sink, and or garbage disposal can also be harboring the yeast that attract fruit flies. Rinse recyclables to get rid of residual sugars, and clean your sink and garbage disposal with a mixture of vinegar and either ice or baking soda. You can also set traps for fruit flies. Put fruit juice in a small cup covered with plastic wrap, then poke tiny holes in the cup. Alternatively, grab a funnel or make a piece of paper into a funnel and place it at the top of a recently finished wine bottle with a few drops left. Both methods draw flies in, but won't let them out. Can painkillers put me at an increased risk for sunburn and heat stroke? Yes. In fact, many medications increase sensitivity to sunlight and heat. With average summer temperature in many parts of the U.S., it's important to know if your meds could have these effects on you. Common over-the-counter drugs are known to increase sensitivity to sunlight, including ibuprofen, Advil, and Motrin. Some antibiotics, such as doxycycline, and some blood pressure drugs such as ACE inhibitors, antihistamines that can cause drowsiness such as Benadryl, tricyclic antidepressants such as doxepin, Zinequin, and acne and anti-aging skin treatments with salicylic acid and tretonin, Retin-A and Renova, increased sensitivity to heat. The symptoms vary, but many of these drugs have make you dehydrated and affect your body's ability to regulate temperature, both of which can result in heat stroke and heat exhaustion. Sensitivity to sunlight can lead to rashes within a few hours of exposure. If you're taking meds that could increase your sensitivity to heat and sun, follow these precautions. Drink plenty of water, avoid alcohol, which can dehydrate you further, and wear sunscreen and sun-protective clothing. Keep in mind, too, that high temperatures can make pill coatings crack, melt, or peel, which can affect how the medication is absorbed, making it ineffective or even harmful. So store meds in a cool, dry place and talk to your doctor or pharmacist if you have questions about heat or sun-related side effects. Are cars with sunroofs left safe in a crash? Large glass sunroof roofs are safe as long as you're buckled up. Insurance Institute for Highway Safety Tests have not found any evidence that a regular or panoramic sunroof affects your labor protection if you're in a rollover crash. The vehicle's frame, including the pillars that support the roof, is what keeps the vehicle roof from collapsing in a rollover, says Joe Young, an IIHS spokesperson. And a 2017 CR analysis found that although panoramic sunroofs can shatter while driving, that's a relatively rare occurrence and usually results in only minor scrapes. The greater risk is for people who don't wear their seatbelts because they can be ejected through the glass in a crash. Data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration shows that passengers who are ejected from a vehicle in a serious crash face a high risk of suffering life-changing injuries or death. Is it time to upgrade your blender? And there's a picture of a Ninja Professional Plush Kitchen System for $220, which shows 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 containers. If your old blender struggles to crush ice or puree vegetables for smoothies, it may not be powerful enough to meet your needs. Newer blenders, like the Heidi Reading model shown here, which I'll read the other three as well, offer plenty of oomph. Some have motors with 2 to 3 horsepowers. In fact, even a budget workhorse like the NutriBullet has a 2-horsepower motor and A-Star smoothie and pureeing test, perfect if you just want an occasional icy drink. But new blender systems can be much more versatile. For example, the Ninja is an excellent full-size blender with 2 go-to jars, a food processor attachment, and a dough blade. And pricier models like the 8-cup Vitamix not only crush ice and puree fruit and vegetables in under a minute, but can also blend hot ingredients, which most mixing bottles can't do. In our lab, the Vitamix pureed veggies into a smooth soup in about 5 minutes. If your current full-size blender works well, but you don't want to pull it out for small jobs like making a single drink, you may want to use a personal size option like the Beast that, even with a smaller motor, and excels in CR's pureeing test and comes with a travel lid for on-the-go smoothie drinking. And the other three are the Vitamix Professional Series at $750 for $630. Budget-friendly for everyday tasks is the NutriBullet Smart Touch at $140. And the single serving size with the do-go lid is the Beast Blender for $155. And all those things are very nice, but that's a lot of money for a blender. Okay, how to spot fake online reviews. Ever wonder whether those glowing 5-star reviews you see for products sold online are real? It's hard to know for sure. In fact, research by FakeSpot, a website that analyzes online product reviews, found that 42% of Amazon reviews aren't genuine. How to know whether the reviews you see on e-commerce websites are authentic and can be trusted when you're making decisions about products to buy? CR Deals editor Samantha Gordon reveals how to recognize what's real and what's fake. Note the timestamps of the reviews. If you notice a cluster of very positive reviews all posted on the same day, something fishy might be going on, says Gordon. Fake reviews can be grouped together like this, so it's probably best to skip over them. Number 2. Be wary of identical phrasing in multiple reviews. This could be another indication that reviews aren't real. For example, if you see multiple reviews from different users, but they all use the phrase, "Wow, this product changed my life," they may not be genuine. Number 3. Look for verified purchase badges on Amazon. Any user on Amazon is allowed to leave a review of a product, even if they didn't buy it on Amazon. The verified purchase tag on a review signals that Amazon confirmed that the reviewer paid for the product and bought it through Amazon. You can also filter the reviews to see only those that are verified purchase. Number 4. Click on the reviewer for their history. If you're interested in a specific review, it may help to look more closely at the user who wrote it. Clicking on their profile should let you see other items they reviewed, which can give you more clues as to whether that reviewer is legitimate. If the reviewer always gives 5 stars and uses similar language for different reviews, those may be faked or paid for. Number 5. If you're still unsure, use FakeSpot. This website uses an algorithm to evaluate the quality of customer reviews for products being sold at major retailers, such as Best Buy, Amazon, Walmart, and more. Just copy a product URL onto the analyzer at fakespot.com/analyzer. It will tell you the percentage of reviews for the product that are likely to be genuine. The better deal, air purifiers. The higher price at $750 is the Allen Breathe Smart 750i Pure, and it scored an 87. On the other hand, for $298, you can get the Blue Air Pure Air 211 Plus, which scored an 85. The Allen Breath Smart is a top-notch capturing and removing dust and smoke at both high and low-speed settings. But the originally priced Blue Air also aces our tests for particle remover in large rooms at both high and low speeds. Plus, it has a marine washable fabric pre-filter for capturing larger things like pet hair, which could prolong the life of the main filter. It's a little noisier than the Allen when used at high speeds, but for less than half the price, it may not be an issue for most. Convertibles. Oh, wow. Higher price is $52,800 to $65,300 and is the 2023 BMW S4 at $59,195. It scored a 76. For a better price, at $28,000 to $39,000, is the 2023 Mazda MX-5 Miata at $32,715. It scored an 83. Both of these roses provide thrilling top-down motoring targeted towards sun-loving driving enthusiasts. The BMZ 4 is more luxurious and slightly quicker than the Mazda MX-5 Miata, but the S4's stiffer ride and higher price make the Miata a bargain by comparison. The Miata has higher predicted reliability, and our experts found it to have sharper handling. What's more, the Miata offers much better fuel economy at 34 miles per hour gallon overall. The 7Z4 fuel economy is 29 miles per gallon overall. But I got to admit, the BMW looks sharper than the Miata. Time traveler on bathrooms. In 1911, Kohler offers one of the first built-in bathtubs, which had been replacing freestanding porcelain enamel cast iron tubs. In 1939, CR founds that many soap bars are overpriced. We like Colgate's Big Bath Bar, which is $1.77 less per pound than the highly rated Yardley bar. In 1942, we test 42 brands of toilet paper, including Scott and Waldorf, who rate Scott as the superior for absorbency, strength, and softness. In 1950, we test toilet paper again, 49 brands, and report that multi-ply rolls like fashion are softer and stronger than single-ply rolls. 1964, inventor Arnold Cohen introduces one of the first modern bidets, a water sprayer attached to a toilet seat. In 1969, bad bathroom tile jobs are the result of low-quality caulking material. Of the 20 we test, caulks from GE and Dow Corning withstand cracking the best. In 1978, one toilet flush uses up 8 gallons of water. CR tests water-saving gadgets, but saying using a plastic bottle and wire above is the best. In other words, putting a plastic bottle in with water is even better. 1989 bathtub spa bubblers are popular. New accessories. After testing 8 models, we like the Regina Home Spa Best Buy at $90. 1995, we test low-flow toilets and prefer models that remove waste by using pressure assistance, such as the top-rated Gerber Ultra Flush. In 2010, we give this $50 Moen left top ratings for its strong water flow. The worst we tried, a $40 price Pfister Bell. And in 2023, our labs revealed the top toilets that flush well and are comfortable to sit on, like the Glacier Bay model, and it cost $180 at the Home Depot. And since these are the coming thing now, the best budget electric bikes. More Americans than ever are using e-bikes to get around town quickly. Popular types include Class 1 e-bikes, which gives you an electric power assist while you pedal. Class 2 e-bikes, which offer the same power assist with just a squeeze of a hand-operated throttle level, although many offer a pedal assist option as well. Both types of e-bike motors go up to 20 miles per hour, but these electric-powered bikes can be pricey. Some cost over $3,000. The good news, our testers rode more than 35 e-bikes and found some great budget options. Consider these 6 easy-to-models, all for $1,600 or less, including some of the kind that fold and let you bring a bag for along for a ride. The Valtronic Discover 1, Class 2 at 1,250, scored a 5 out of 5 on acceleration and hill climb, and a 4 out of 5 on range. An upright riding position and wide tires with soaked-up bumps provide a comfortable ride. In our test, the C-Bite accelerated quickly and climbed with ease. The Electra Townie at Go at $1,600 had 4 out of 5 acceleration and hill climb, but only 3 out of 5 for range. Cruiser style with a relaxed upright riding position, this bike is comfortable and fun to ride. There's a rack over the rear wheel that houses the battery and can be also used to carry a bag. And the Avaton Pace 350 Next Gen Step Through at $1,199. This Avaton, and it scores a 4 out of 5 acceleration and a 3 out of 5 of hill climb and range. This Avaton Pace 350 offers a good combination of performance and value for a Class 2 e-bike. It's also comfortable to ride and pretty easy to pedal on your own should the battery die. The Electric, that's no E, just Electric, XP 2.0 folding, Class 2 folding at $800, had a 5 out of 5 on acceleration, a 4 out of 5 of hill climb, and a 3 out of 5 on range. The lower cost model has a lot of power for quick acceleration and hill climbing and a luggage rack. It folds, but at 64 pounds, it may be too heavy to carry upstairs or to mount on a car or bike rack. Citizen Bike, Class 2 folding at $1,300. And it scored a 3 out of 5 on acceleration, 3 out of 5 on a hill time, and only 2 out of 5 on a range. I think I'd skip that one. Though not big on power, this model's powertrain gets the job done on hills. At 40 pounds, it's easy to pedal without e-assist, and light enough to carry upstairs, and it folds in an easy, compact storage. And last is the Schwinn Wanderlust at $1,130, 4 out of 5 acceleration, 3 out of 5 of hill climb and range. So this Schwinn bike offers a comfortable upright position. Our testers also found it easy to pedal even without the motor assistance. There's no luggage rack, but one can be loaded. Your guide to safer lettuce. Between 2014 and 2021, there were 78 foodborne disease outbreaks linked to leafy greens, mainly lettuce, reported by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So if you've noticed recalls for lettuce contaminated with E. coli and Listeria, you might be wondering whether the salad in your bowl is safe to eat. CR's experts are here to answer your biggest questions about risk of bacteria in lettuce and how to minimize them. How does lettuce get contaminated in the first place? There are a few ways. Irrigation water, which is necessary to grow crops in areas that don't get a lot of rain, creates a pathway for contamination, especially if the lettuce field is located near a livestock farm. Cattle can carry deadly strains of E. coli, and their manure, which contains the bacteria, can seep into the irrigation water and contaminate crops. Even when lettuce is grown free of harmful bacteria, contamination can still occur during harvest, processing, or packaging. And because patching salad greens are processed at a small number of facilities across the U.S., bacteria such as Listeria can easily spread from one batch to many. Does washing lettuce remove bacteria? Not entirely. When bacteria such as E. coli comes into contact with lettuce, they're almost impossible to wash off completely. That's because bacteria can get inside the leaves of the greens as they're growing, when contaminated water taken up by the roots is dispersed throughout the plant. What's more, surface bacteria can adhere stubbornly to the wrinkles and grooves of the leaves. So whether the package says triple washed or you wash it yourself, bacteria can still be present and even a small amount can make you sick. What about soaking greens in vinegar? It won't eliminate the bacteria, but some experts say that soaking your greens in white vinegar or vinegar water solution for about 10 minutes, then rinsing with water, help reduce bacterial levels. Your greens may retain a slightly vinegary taste. Are some types of lettuce safer than others? Because contamination can happen anywhere from farm to table, no single type of leafy green is risk-free. However, hydroponic lettuces, which are greenhouse-grown, are less likely to be contaminated by bacteria from animal droppings. Their cleanliness depends on the source of the water used to grow them and whether properly safety practices are followed by people who handle the greens. Whole heads of lettuce instead of bagged greens may also be safer. When whole heads don't necessarily have lower bacterial levels than packaged greens, their inner leaves are less exposed to sources of contamination and are handled less than bagged greens. This reduces the opportunities for contamination. What else can I do to make my lettuce safer? Not eat it. Just kidding. Bacteria multiply at room temperature, so it's crucial to refrigerate bagged lettuce promptly. You should also buy packages with expiration dates as far in the future as possible. If any leaves appear damaged, slimy, or bruised, discard the entire package. Another strategy, opt for leafy greens that can be cooked, like spinach or kale. The heat will kill bacteria. This is particularly important for people who are more susceptible to the ill effects of food poisoning, such as those who are immune-compromised, pregnant, or elderly. Cleaning secrets from CR's experts. CR's home editors aren't just neat freaks, they're pros at cleaning. After years of trying out different products and gadgets, these are the ones they use to banish dust, dirt, and grime. For Toby Stanger, a senior home editor, for hard surface cleaning, she uses Dr. Brown's Pure Castile Soap at $10, Utopia Towels Cotton Washcloth 60-pack for $30. To clean counters and walls and other hard surfaces, I dilute and dab Dr. Bonner's on washable cloths like Utopia Towels. It works well and has a nice smell. Plus, a $10 bottle is more versatile. It lasts longer than products like Magic Eraser, which could cost $6 for a 2-pack. For smelly carpets, she uses Arm & Hammer Cat Litter Deodorizer for $5. Nothing is perfect for containing cat pee odor, but this Arm & Hammer powder made for litter boxes does a better job of it than most other products I've tried. I sprinkle it on the soiled carpet, rub it in a little, and let it sit before vacuuming. Unlike many other cat odor products, it doesn't emit a strong smell that's almost as bad as the cat pee itself. Keith Flammer, home editor, uses a Libra microfiber dusting mitt for $12.50. This mitt is easier to use than a wand-style duster because it lets you really get into corners and crevices. Plus, it's small enough to live in a drawer and is machine washable, unlike feather dusters. I use it to clean laminate consoles, dresses, and bedside stands once a week. For the shower tile, he uses Vorwiik Electric Spin Scrubber, $60. Scrubbing the shower is one of those chores many people put off because it's such a pain. To make it easy, I use this electric spin scrubber. It comes with a few different snap-on brushes and a long adjustable pole. The pole helps eliminate stress on your back when you're cleaning tough-to-reach spots, and the brushes are powerful, so you don't need much elbow grease. Mary Jo Farrell, senior home editor, for stainless steel cookware, uses Barkeeper's Friend at $2.50. This powder is truly magic for getting gunk off those discolored stainless pots you've probably had for years and years. It can even make cruddy, hard-to-clean sheet pans look shiny and new again. Just wet the surface you want to clean, sprinkle Barkeeper's Friend on it, then rub off the grime with a sponge. She uses for cast iron pots and pans, she uses Morton's Kosher Salt, $15 for a 3-pound box. Coarse salt is still the cure for cleaning cast iron cookware that is baked on residue that isn't budging with rubber soap and water. I sprinkle about 3 tablespoons across the bottom of the pan and add a bit of water to make a thick paste. Massage it into the pan with a scrubber, and voila, the pan is clean again. Then season the pan with a little oil to help maintain it. How about some recalls? Ford Ranger truck, if you have one or know somebody that does. Ford is recalling 232,000 2004 to 2006 Ford Ranger pickup trucks after discovering that replacements for faulty Takata front passenger airbags may have been installed incorrectly. As a result, the new airbags may not protect occupants in a crash. Owners of Rangers of this latest recall will need to bring their vehicle to a Ford or Lincoln dealership to have its front passenger airbag inspected and, if necessary, replaced. This is true even if owners already had their passenger airbag replaced under a previous recall or if their trucks weren't included in the earlier recalls. What to do? Ford and Lincoln dealerships will inspect your vehicle and, if necessary, replace the improperly installed inflators free of charge. Ford will contact owners of affected vehicles by mail, but owners may also call Ford at 866-436-7332. The NHTSA campaign number for this recall is 23V306. Ford's own call number is 23S08. Peloton exercise bikes. Boy, they get a lot of bad publicity. Peloton is recalling about 2.2 million bikes, model PL01, because the seat can break during use, posing fall and injury hazards. The bikes were sold at Dick's Sporting Goods and Peloton stores nationwide and online at Amazon, ClickSportingGoods.com and OnePeloton.com. from January 2018 through May of 2023 for about $1,400. What to do? Stop using the bike and call Peloton at 866-679-9129 or go to onepeloton.com for details and to arrange for a free repair. Peloton is offering owners a free seat post that can be self-installed. Craftsman DeWalt and Stanley Sledgehammers. Stanley Black & Decker is recalling about 2.2 million Craftsman DeWalt and Stanley fiberglass sledgehammers because the head of the sledgehammer can loosen prematurely and detach unexpectedly during use, posing an impact injury hazard. They were sold at Ace Hardware, Home Depot, and other hardware stores nationwide and online at acehardware.com, Amazon, homedepot.com, and other online sellers from November 2013 through November 2022 for about $18 to $26. What to do? Stop using the sledgehammer. Contact Stanley Black & Decker at 855-418-3032 or go to craftsman.com, dewalt.com, or stanleytools.com for details and instructions to receive a full refund. Steamfast and Brookstone Travel Steam Irons. Vornado is recalling about 317,000 Steamfast Home and Away and Brookstone Steam Bug Travel Steam Irons because the power cord can become deranged, damaged near the cord bushing, which can lead to overheating of the cord, posing fire and burn hazards. In addition, cord damage can result in exposed copper wires, posing a shock hazard. The irons were sold at Bed Bath & Beyond, Walmart, and other stores nationwide, and online at Amazon, SteamFast.com, Vornado.com, and other online retailers from January 2009 through May 2018, and Brookstone between 2009 and 2013 for $13 to $30. What you can do is stop using the iron, call Vornado at 866-827-3362, or go to SteamFast.com or Vornado.com to register and receive a refund of $19.99. And to close out, a little bit of humor. The bagpipe occupies the strangest rung on the musical ladder. Shaped like an octopus, in plaid pants, sounding to some like a goose with its foot caught in an escalator, and played during history's most lopsided battles, often by the losing side. For years, three violin makers coexisted on the same block in Creona, Italy. Then one day, the Amati family put a sign in their shop window saying, "We make the best violins in Italy." The Guarani family soon put a sign in their window proclaiming, "We make the best violins in the world." Finally, Stradivarius family responded with this sign, "We make the best violins on the block." And with that, we've just about run out of time for today's episode of Reader Digest and Consumer Reports. Be sure to listen in next time. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. I'm Jim Cronin, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long until next week, and thanks so much for listening.